board reorganization?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would like to open nominations for chairman for this coming year.
I'd like to nominate Jeff Corman for chairman.
Second.
No other nominations at this time?
I think you have.
Are there any more nominations?
Hearing none.
With that, I will close the nominations and ask for a vote. Mr. Wortham?
Aye.
Mr. Pacey?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And Mr. Wortham?
Can I abstain?
If you wish.
Aye.
I don't have my mic on. Way to go, Jen. Okay. So by roll call vote, Mr. Corman, you'll be the chairman again. And then we need nominations for vice chair.
Ms. Norwood, like to nominate Travis Hastings as vice chair for the Board of Adjustment.
Second.
Okay, great. And will there be any other nominations at this time? Hearing none, I will close nominations. And by vote, by roll call, Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
All right, and with that, I will, I already closed those nominations. With that, I will turn it back to Mr. Chairman for the board secretary nominations.
And I know just board members, historically, what we've done is we've said it's for the director of planning and zoning, the assistant planning and zoning director and or his designee as the secretary. That way, it could be someone from the planning and zoning office.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And I too. Vote of 4-0, we're adopting the planning and zoning director or appointee?
The planning and zoning director and or his or her designee.
Okay.
At this time is Ms. Norwood. So further notice.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And on that note, we discussed very briefly the telephone participation option for the board and how you feel about it. The commission has eliminated it from their meetings. Council is going to continue and haven't discussed getting rid of it. So then it's just, at this point, it would be up to the board. And
has the commission eliminated it, or is it a trial basis?
From what I understand, it's eliminated.
Okay. All right. I wasn't
yeah,
sure on that.
Yeah, that's what I was told today.
I know I did check into this. Our rules are silent on that. Obviously, this kind of came up with the pandemic. And I did check the state's FOIA Act, and it does allow that. If a couple ways that this comes into play. One, if a member of the board could not attend, if you had a disability or a reason you couldn't be here for that, due to that disability, you would be allowed to attend via virtual means. So that is one way of looking at it. That's required under the statute. But there's also provision in 29 Del C section 1006A(b) that says at the discretion of the chair or presiding officer, a public body may allow the public to monitor or provide public comment through the use of electronic means of communication at any meeting. So that is an option that is available from the chair's perspective under state law that would allow that to happen. So it's something that could be used in the future too.
Yeah. Just getting my wits about me from work. No, what's everybody, what's the board think?
I mean, my opinion is it's a minor inconvenience to our board. I think it benefits the public. I think it helps ensure that our record is the best we can make it. But it's not a big deal either way, to be honest with you, to me.
I I'm not a fan of it, but same here. I'm fine either way.
I'm good, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Percival.
I'm not aware of it being on council's radar for a change at any point in time. That's right. Not something I'm aware of, Ms. Norwood.
Right, that's the same. So. I don't know of them taking a stand on it either.
Yeah.
So repeat that again to me because I was distracted. Council is not doing it?
Right. The council is continuing the phone option.
They are continuing.
The planning commission is not.
Okay. Well, I mean, all I can say is it does slow the meetings down. And I remember it before. You know, people can also send letters, emails. So myself, I would say let it go. But that's, we can vote on it if you all would like, Dr. Parson.
I just want to make sure I understand clear. Does the state law, dictate that it's the chairman's decision?
Correct. In that regard, that the chair may allow it. So, and again, our rules are silent on that topic because mm-hmm. I think it kind of came from the pandemic and we've just allowed it to continue because there is provision in the state code that allows for it to continue. So I think if you were to say, no, we can't allow it, I think if there was a situation that came up, the chair could say, we'll allow it. But I think, absolutely,
if somebody is handicapped and the only way they can get here and they want to make a testimony, absolutely they can call in. I mean, I think they should be able to do that.
The trick there would be staffing. Having a staffing.
Right.
Because we do have to have the IT folks here.
Right.
And also from a public notice standpoint as well, that's the tricky part about it. I think where that comes into play is something not like the board where we have to advertise so many days in advance. There's mm-hmm. other public bodies that simply have to put their agenda out 7 days in advance and they may have public comment because now they require public comment in general at public body meetings. I'm sure Dr. Carson's aware of that
sure.
with the school board. So there's that mechanism with, like, you know, a town, for example, that might just be having staff reports. They still have to have a public comment period of time. So they can do those agendas a week in advance, whereas we're required to have it, you know, with the notices and everything else. You don't want to have a defective notice. So that's the one kind of challenge there that we have that perhaps other public bodies may not.
Okay. The IT person has to be here regardless, don't they?
I don't think so, Ms. Norwood. We, for years,
there's
didn't have
been
an IT.
Small, the only thing it would be further discussion on how well the microphones and audio run. Sometimes IT, but we have done them prior to COVID. We did them without IT. They would just make sure everything was good to go and head out the door. But
do we have to make a decision on it tonight?
No.
Nope.
No. And it might be worth seeing how it goes at the commission level too. They've just started it. And they I think got more of that. I think they got a lot more calls than we typically
so.
Did. Mm-hmm. So I could understand there. It's a little different animal there with their types of hearings.
My concern about just on a case by case basis letting somebody call in is if we're gonna open up the phone, we really kind of have to open up to the public too and to everybody on that case. Am I right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and so then how do you do notice for that? The public's kind of not going to know whether they can call in or not on a case. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how manageable that really is.
Right. I just remember before, and Dr. Carson, you remember as well, I mean, it was never an issue when we didn't have it.
I will say this, food for thought, I don't have a dog in this fight, but there were times where we had, and this is before I think any of you were on here, where we would have people that would be here that drove however far away, and they might have been last on the agenda, and they might have been here just to oppose or comment or observe, and there were some people that are very frustrated by that as a public, that they had to sit through whatever, and they drove here, and then they've got to leave at, in some cases, we were getting out at 10 or 11 at night. That was a little difficult for them. So that was, I'm just giving you food for thought. That was also, we started our meetings a little later then, too. So that sometimes is a little difficult for people that are traveling.
Agree.
And also folks who maybe didn't like driving at night in the winter.
Okay. Go ahead, Dr. Parson.
I think public convenience is part of this question, and I think if county council is going to allow it to continue, we should also.
Yeah, I would tend to prefer that we allow it to continue, but like I said, I'm not going to be heartbroken either way.
Can we put it on the agenda for the next meeting, please? Something we could talk about. I need to put some more thought into that.
I know Mr. Williamson had some thoughts as well, and he's not here tonight. So.
Yeah, and when I have less things going around in my head, yeah. Because right now there's a lot of corn in there.
Fair enough.
Very good.